This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Wolf Oil in Litchfield. Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. Carlinville Truck Equipment on North University Street in Carlinville, and by Jersey County Grain Company in Jerseyville and Hardin. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. Following a Friday morning session, the chairs of the agriculture committees spoke optimistically about the Farm Bill's progress. House Chairman Frank Lucas said negotiators are moving right down the path towards a conference report in January. Stabenow echoed that positive outlook, saying she has no question they'll be able to come together and have a farm bill that Congress can take action on next month. Stabenow told reporters new scores from the Congressional Budget Office look very good, very workable. Without providing many details, Lucas expressed that the bill will be well-balanced. Producers of corn are hanging their heads low. The price of their crop has plummeted, and they believe it will go even lower. However, the price of corn futures is telling them a different story for 2014 and 2015. Todd Gleason has the reason why from the University of Illinois.
The corn market is bearish, really, really bearish. It's a term used to describe a situation in which prices are expected to go lower. However, if you take the numbers at their value, it's not so bearish. In fact, it points to a higher price for corn next fall and a year from next fall, says University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good.
This price structure seems to be at odds with the generally negative market sentiment. Higher corn prices next year and beyond would have to come from some combination of reduced foreign production, smaller U.S. crops, or increased demand for corn. Increased demand is not synonymous with an increase in consumption associated with lower prices. Instead, increased demand is defined as the willingness of end users to consume more corn at a given price, or conversely, to pay higher prices for a given level of consumption.
The question at hand asks if the price projections for 2014 and 2015, higher than those of today, can exist with the expected supply of corn to be on hand at those times. It could because of less foreign competition or because of greater demand, says Good.
The most commonly cited reason for those higher prices, however, is the expectation that U.S. producers will trim production in response to the decline in prices. It is difficult to imagine that total crop acreage will decline next year, given the 8 million acres of prevented plantings in 2013 and the 1.6 million acres released from the Conservation Reserve Program this year. Smaller corn acreage would have to be the result of a substantial shift to other crops. Current price relationships do not point to such a large shift. That leaves yield as a major factor that could support higher corn prices next year.
And not much can be said about next year's yield at this point, other than it is more likely for yields to be above trend rather than below trend value. That's always the case and evens out, because while the below-trend yields come less often, when they do, the deviation from the trend is bigger. It leaves corn producers with the challenge of determining just how much to plant this spring, and more importantly, how much more corn to market, if any, before any seed is put into the ground. I'm Todd Gleason.
Many of us are familiar with Paul Harvey's So God Made a Farmer and how it was used in a Super Bowl commercial last February. Now, Ram and National Geographic are launching The Farmer in All of Us, a photographic essay with more than 240 images shot from the initial Super Bowl ad, inspired by Paul Harvey's So God Made a Farmer oration. Proceeds from book purchases will benefit the FFA. Ram's Year of the Farmer has already helped to raise about $1 million for the FFA organization. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
When you join Macoupin County Farm Bureau, your membership is an investment in your children. Ag in the Classroom works with area schools and provides children with the opportunity to learn about agriculture, the source of their food and fiber. Through farm tours and field trips to area farms, Ag in the Classroom also teaches children respect for the environment, animals, and recycling. We help put area children in touch with agriculture. For more information, call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means investing in our children's education and the future.
Wolf Oil in Litchfield has been serving farmers and the community for over 50 years. Plus, they now have regular unleaded with no ethanol, unleaded with ethanol, 2%, and 11% biodiesel fuel, all available at their station and available for bulk delivery throughout the area. Plus, Wolf can take care of your propane needs, including tank leasing. Just call Wolf Oil, North Old Route 66 in Litchfield, 324-4086.
At this time of the year, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment are grateful for many blessings. And in that spirit, your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment would like to say with much gratitude, thank you for choosing them. Best wishes for a safe, happy, and holiday season. And your friends at Carlinville Truck Equipment hope you have the opportunity to relax and spend time with family and friends. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 854-6706. They deliver what others promise.
This time of year is a season for giving, and the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders are joining in that holiday spirit. This fall, they collected donations for grain at local elevators to help give food pantries in the area some financial support. The Grain for Groceries fundraiser wrapped up at the beginning of this month. I spoke with Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader Heath Houck about how it went.
Yeah, it turned out really well. We had a goal in mind of about $10,000, and we ended up we were just shy of $8,000, so that's been our best year out of the first 3 years we've done it. So we couldn't be happier with that, and I know the food pantries will be they'll be thrilled with it too, and we're planning on dispersing that money here this week and getting the money to the food pantries right before Christmas here, and hopefully we can go to good use for now and through the winter here.
So how many pantries are you guys spreading all of this out to? How many pantries are lucky enough to get donations?
I believe it's 10, and it's all throughout the county. Every town pretty much has one, and we just went through it our last Young Leaders meeting there and decided to disperse it all throughout all of them evenly, and so that's going to get, each food pantry is going to get probably about a little over $700 a piece. So I know they're going to be thrilled with that. I know every other year that we've done it, even last year when we weren't with the drought and everything, they didn't collect as much money. They were still thrilled with any money that they could get. So I know everybody, we're thrilled and they'll be thrilled. I know everybody be happy. So
something is better than nothing, especially to help take care of people this holiday season.
Yeah, that's right. That's the whole goal of what we're trying to accomplish here, just trying to do our part in the community here, as farmers, to kind of share some of our, we had a good crop this year, so it was nice to see a lot of guys donate a little bit of, whether it be 5, 10 bushel, or whether it be 100 bushel, or whatever it was. We had more donations from more farmers this year than we ever have, and we tried to push a little bit harder this year, getting on the radio a few more times and through the newspaper, and it paid off for us, and we're all happy as a group that we can do our part and help out in the community.
So overall, the drive was a success, and are you still planning on doing it next year?
Yeah. Overall, it was a great success. Hopefully next year we can build on it. We're going to plan on doing it again and do the same things that we've done this year, push it on the radio, try to get the word out there, and we just feel like the more years that we do it, the more people will remember it and donate to it, and hopefully we can keep uh, keep it alive and keep it thriving.
And this still is a fairly young fundraiser. This was only the third year doing it, right? So I'm sure as the years go on, it'll become more of a usual mainstay and hopefully increase participation.
Right, exactly. You know, you can't, Rome wasn't built a day, so you just have to start out small, and then just keep working hard at it, just like anything that we do, and we couldn't be happier with what the results so far. So we're just hoping that next year we'll have the same thing and have the same success, and the food pantry just keep on doing what we do.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add before we go here, Heath?
I just want to thank all the people, all the farmers that donated, all the groups that donated to the project, and we look forward to handing out the money, and we'll be asked for your help again next year. So just want to throw a big thank you out there for everybody.
Again, that was Heath Houck, Montgomery County Young Leader member. The Mid-Illinois Pork Producers are doing a holiday pork certificate giveaway. If you would like to be entered for a chance to win $10 worth of pork certificates, just send an email to Angela@WSMIradio.com. We will be announcing the winners this week. Only one entry per family, and again, just send me an email with your name and mailing address for a chance to win. That email address again is Angela@WSMIradio.com. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.